The title for my homily this morning is God's Word is Not Chained. God's Word is Not Chained. In one of his prison epistles, Paul says of himself, although I am in chains, the Word of God is not chained. We see this at play in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The Sadducees, who are the ruling elite within Judaism, remember the Sadducees were those people who did not believe in the resurrection of the dead, and that there was often great conflict between the Sadducees and the Pharisees, for the Pharisees did believe in the resurrection, and there were very different theological perspectives that these two groups had. And the thing with the Sadducees is they were the people with all of the religious power and had a very strong allegiance with Rome. And so in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we're told that the apostles themselves were put in prison. And then the angel came and freed them from the prison so that they were able to begin continue with the proclamation of the Word of God. And as I was thinking of this reading, it struck me how appropriate for the times in which we are living now. For the last year or more, mass attendance has been limited. For the last year or more, in some ways, we have been, in a sense, in a kind of prison. But the Word of God has not been chained. And for this, we give God great thanks. Think, for instance, of our good friend that for many of us now, Father Mike Schmitz, who has been reading through the Bible this year. The Word of God is not chained. I don't know if it's still the case, but at the beginning of 2021, it was the most listened to podcast in the world. And then think of this series called The Chosen that is telling the life of Jesus in such a beautiful and profound way. Another example of how the Word of God is not chained. And then think of how here at St. Peter's, on average, we have 1,400 to 1,500 people watching our Sunday Mass, participating online. 1,000 people participated in our Divine Mercy Hour on Sunday. Last month, God Squad held their regular yearly conference, and over 1,000 men participated in it. Yes, in a way, we might be chained because of the limitations of COVID, but the Word of God is not chained. I want to talk a little bit more about The Chosen and make a connection with it to today's gospel. The actor who plays Jesus is a man by the name of Jonathan Rumi. And a number of years ago, he first played Jesus in a one-person play on St. Faustina. That the main actress who played Faustina, she was on a live stage, but the supporting actors and actresses pre-recorded their parts, and they were on a screen behind her. And Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus in The Chosen, played the part of Jesus in this play on St. Faustina. That was about 9 years ago. Jonathan Rumi is a devout Catholic, and he said, at the beginning of COVID, the Lord impressed upon him that for 3 months, every day on his Facebook page, he should pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. He said at first he was reluctant to do this. After all, he would be kind of showing his cards very overtly. But he did. And then he also started to pray the rosary. And he said, it's so interesting now. I have a number of people who are Protestants who are praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet and they are praying the rosary. The Word of God is not chained. Any of you who've had the opportunity to watch The Chosen, I think that Jonathan does an amazing job of presenting Jesus Christ. And the thing that is so striking about Jonathan's portrayal of Jesus is you see the mercy of the Lord. You see how, in relation to today's gospel, God so loved the world that he sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but rather that the world would be saved through him. If you haven't had a chance to watch The Chosen, I would encourage you to do so. Because you will see here a representation of how Jesus would attract people to himself, but also cause such great opposition from those who wanted a kind of religion that was very legalistic. It's a remarkable gift to be living at the times where we are, difficult though they are. The movement of the Holy Spirit to bring people into a place of deepening relationship to him has indeed been an opportunity of this last year. But of course, as our Lord says so clearly in today's gospel, every person is invited to make a choice. Will we stay in the darkness, or will we come into the light? And of course, what Jesus so desires is for people to come into the light, to be able to experience his deep and his profound mercy. We are living at a time where the Lord Jesus Christ is inviting his people to be a particular kind of people, to be a people of deep and sincere devotion, to be a people who are discovering more and more what it is to have the kind of courage of a Peter, to have the kind of courage of a John, to be a people who truly want to proclaim the good news of the gospel. For we need people to know, within the context of our culture, within our country of Canada, that in the midst of everything that we are experiencing, there is the good news of the gospel. And the remarkable thing about the gospel is that when it seems that it's most restricted, that seems to be the time when the resurrected Christ is able to do things he cannot do in more ordinary times. I know how profoundly difficult COVID is and what a challenge these last months have been. But we are people of the resurrection. We are a people who are continuing with the story of the Acts of the Apostles. And so may you pray for me as I pray for us, that here at St. Peter's, we will embody evermore the quality of life that expresses divine mercy, the quality of life that invites people out of the darkness into the light of God's gracious love. And may we be thankful for the creativity of Father Mike Schmitz, of Jonathan Rumi, and all of those participating in The Chosen, and for these beloved people here who day by day have made the live stream available for us. For like Paul, we can say, yes, we might be chained, but the word of God is never chained. Thanks be to God for his gospel and for his grace.